He says, my promise, I'll rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and all men shall call you blessed. You will be a land sparkling with happiness. Some of the promises. You won't cast your fruit before its time. I'll take care of your labor of your hands and the fruit of your body, your kids and your children. And I'll watch over it. I watched over it when your first little girl was a year and a half old and she ate the chemical lawn granules. She just put it in her mouth. I don't know how much she ate, but I seen little white things. I said, that's not good. I'm mowing the lawn with them hand lawnmowers. That's not good. I said, Lord, what do I do? And I was only making $3 an hour at that time. I don't even think we had insurance. I said, but I'm going to do whatever I got to do for my daughter. Well, the Lord brought to my spirit, he said, they shall eat any deadly thing that shall not harm them. Well, that's one thing to believe that for yourself, but you believe that for somebody else. No, we ain't going to the doctor. It shall not harm you. Hallelujah. And you're sitting there. Okay. I just ate chemical lawn fertilizer. But I prayed right there. I said, Lord, I don't know how much she took. Maybe she just got into it. But I just felt the peace of God said, I got it. I've got it. Just keep your eye on her, you know. Try not to let her eat anymore if you don't mind. You know. She was all right. Amen. The Bible says, if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm you. If you give me some of your Kool-Aid, no, shall not harm me. We need a new pastor. We're going to give him some Kool-Aid. And keep looking, keep waiting, because I ain't falling over. I'm telling you that right now. Ain't that right, brother? Amen. No deadly thing shall harm you if you eat it. Glory to God. You'd be waiting there a long time to see me kick. Yeah. Jesus says taxes belong to the government and the tithe belongs to God. And so we see in Matthew 23:23 where Jesus says, listen to this now, tithing is a kingdom principle. He tells the Pharisee there, he says, this you ought to have done, but you still need to do the other. What was the other? The other was they weren't taking care of their parents, older parents. They were trying to say, well, I gave it to God so I don't have to take care of mom. How'd you like to have some sons and daughters like that? Huh? And Jesus comes and pulls their covers and said, hey, you need to take care of your elderly mom and dad, too. Don't be telling me that you gave it to me. Put that on me. Say, you take care of your parents. Amen. Pharisees, that's that religious spirit. Amen. How many know we do this out of grace? Love, not law. I don't have to do anything. I do it because I love you. Amen. I love you because your grace makes me want to give. Your goodness makes me want to give. If you really have the grace of God, you'll be a giver. Somehow, some way. Woo. Glory to God. Trust is the currency of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Financial giving to the kingdom of God is always about trust and never about money. Are you there? Trust is the currency of the kingdom. Jesus knew that money was the only thing that could tempt people to trust it instead of him. Come on. Jesus knew that money is the only thing that caused you to trust it instead of him. And that is a big deal. Because I don't know if you went through any problems when you first came into this. Huh? It was something that you had to work through. Huh? Had to build some trust up. Maybe you didn't go through anything. You just threw your money around and just threw it on the altar. Jesus knew that could tempt people to trust it instead of him. And that's what the story of Mark 10:17-30 is about. The story of the young man who wanted to inherit eternal life and viewed it as a loss to obey Jesus with his money and went away grieved and sad. Went away grieved and sad because he was more attached to his money. He loved his money more than he loved God. And see, he thought he loved God. Totally. He says, man, I've done all the commandments ever since I've been born. I've done all this. I've done all that. And Jesus said, okay, take what you got and sell and give to the poor. He said, whoa, hold it. Yeah. Replay that. What did you say? See, how many know that if he'd have done that, God would have blessed him? You can never outgive God. Whatever you give to God, he pays back with interest. Ooh. God will never be debtor to any man. He will never be able to let you say, God, I gave you more than you gave me. Now, if you ever come to that place, sometimes we can kind of get to a little place where we say, now, wait a minute, hey, this don't seem to be working. I'm giving all this, and I'm... But you watch what God does. Talk to God about it. And maybe the devil's in your way. Maybe there's some blockage going on there. Amen? Somebody know the problem is not with God. If there's a problem, it's not with God. Just mark it down. You don't let the devil get you blaming God. Amen? God says, I'm not a counterfeiter. I'm not going to. You don't have any money trees. You can't plant any money trees. Money doesn't float out of heaven. I put it all here for you. You got to claim it. You got to tell the devil to get his hands off of it and tell the angels, now, you've God meets all my needs. Bring in the money that I need. Because God says you move according to his word, and his word says all my needs are met according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Try it. See if it works. It'll work. It'll work for you. It'll work for you. So that's what the story's about. Jesus and this man's money, and he went away grieved and sad. And Jesus told his disciples that it was hard for people who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. Because partaking of God's kingdom requires complete trust in him. How many know we have trust issues? I said we have trust issues. And it's because of how we've been raised a lot of times, relationships we've been in, situations that have happened to us. Sometimes we've even said, I don't trust anybody. Well, the Bible says don't trust in the arm of flesh. Amen? I'm not trusting in the arm of flesh. I'm not trusting what you can do. I thank God for what you do, but I can't put my trust in you, because if you get funny with your money, I've still got to have trust in God that God's going to meet my need no matter what. But it's easy to get that turned around. And when you expect something from some area, whether it's the government or people, and your trust is not in God, or your trust is in your job, then when something, the devil does something in that area, you're going to have some problems. Because your trust would have been in that. And when that is not able, where do you go? I go to the rock. Hallelujah, my salvation. My trust is in God. I thank God for you. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. Come on. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have been able to go to Israel. If it wasn't for you, God knows what. But my trust is in God, because the devil messes around. I said the devil messes with stuff. He messes with people. He'll work on trying to strip you and get you so that you're all by yourself. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. And what do you do when you see the enemy working? First of all, you bind him. Amen. You do everything you can to use the weapons you've got. Our weapons are mighty through God. But when you're standing in the night in the fight, the battle is the Lord's. Lord, I see what the devil's trying to do. He's trying to cut me off. The devil will try to cut you off. He'll try to cut your finances off, try to cut your health off. He'll try to cut your family off, try to cut you off from your church. You know why? He wants to weaken you. Weaken you so he can devour you. And see, the first thing we do when trouble hits is we have a tendency to panic. That's a normal emotional response. Panic. Oh, what am I going to do? Good God Almighty. We're going to, oh. But see, panic has to give way to faith. Well, God, what are you going to do? I'm in the soup now. The enemy has worked some stuff here. I need your help. I need you, Lord. Give me wisdom. Help me. I see what the enemy's trying to do. I rebuke that. I bind that. I command the devil to leave him alone. I command the devil to get his hands off of him. Stop messing with him. Stop messing with that loved one. Stop messing with that spouse. Stop messing with him in the name of Jesus. Get your hands off of my money. Get your hands off my job. Leave that person alone that's fighting me on the job, that's trying to ace me out. Well, we go through real things. Man, when you're dealing with the enemy trying to cut you off and you see what he's doing, it seems like there's no way to stop it. What do? You trust in God. There's where trust pays big dividends, because then you can remain steady. Okay, I don't know how we're going to do it. I don't know how God's going to do it, how he's going to help me, but I trust in God. Hallelujah. Lord, help us with our trust. It all comes down to trust, doesn't it? I mean, now that's really what faith is all about, trusting what God said. How much do I trust God? Well, I don't know on a scale. I'm not sure where I'm at on that scale. You don't know until you get tested. Huh? You may say here, say, oh, yeah, I trust God. Yeah, okay, take a few shots and see where your trust level is. Okay, I need more word. Oh, Lord, help me. Help my faith not to fail. Amen. The greatest prayer God prayed for Peter was, Lord, don't let his faith fail. Whatever you do, don't let his faith fail. And the second prayer Jesus prayed was, keep him from evil. Keep them from evil. When you see a brother or sister in trouble, you may not be able to reach them or to help them, but you can pray for them. God, don't let their faith fail. The devil's after their faith. That's what he's doing. He's trying to steal their faith. That's what that's all about. He wants you to throw away your shield of faith. Throw away your faith. Oh, God didn't do it. He left me. He did not. That's the devil. Don't let their faith fail, Lord. And keep them from evil. Why didn't Jesus just deliver Peter? Amen. Just say, oh, come on, I got the power. Don't worry about that. Prayed for him. I don't know about you, but in my humanness, I say, pray for me. I need some help. I need some money, honey. Pray for me.